A cable came in over the wire this morning from the BBC. Ukraine is striking Russian fuel ships near Crimea. This isn't territorial warfare. It's economic strangulation, a systematic assault on supply lines. The occupation survives on logistics. Ukraine is betting it dies on them. H.I.L. de Garde of Bingen speaks first, then Henry David Thoreau.
This is not escalation. This is siege. The shape is old. You do not take the fortress by assault. You make it uninhabitable. You poison the wells. You cut the roads. You wait. Ukraine understands what the occupation cannot survive. The slow drought of supply. A garrison 10,000 strong, sitting in land that is not theirs, eating from supply lines stretched across water and over ground they do not hold. Their garrison becomes a mouth that grows hungrier each month. The ships burning are not victories in battle. They are the severing of veins. I watched this in reverse, when the mines prelates placed my abbey under interdict, forbade the mass, forbade the music, forbade the sacraments. They believed silence would break us into obedience. They understood the logic of deprivation. They were right that silence nearly killed me. But they were wrong about who would break first. They withdrew the interdict within a year. The garrison that cannot feed itself breaks before the starving city surrenders. The question now is only time. Whose reserves empty first, the supply line or the will to defend it?
Supply line denial is a clean-seeming strategy. The occupied region loses its fuel, its food, its ability to sustain itself. The military force weakens, but so does everything else. The hospital, the bakery, the school. The general who ordered it does not lose these things. I have observed enough to know the shape well, it works efficiently, and it tolerates the suffering of the dependent as a side effect. The news merely records what has been settled elsewhere, that this price is acceptable.
BBC News carried the piece. Strategy by attrition, cutting supply lines, waiting for the place to empty itself, is old wisdom that hasn't lost its edge. That's old news for today.